Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
Well, it's like that in the spirit realm. You've received the base, which is power. You got power. Amen. You have the ability. You have everything you need to arrive at the throne. Amen. But there's things that stand between you and the throne. Amen. Sometimes it's you. Amen. You got to talk to your want to. Because sometimes you don't want to. Sometimes you're too lazy to. Hello, sometimes you're too comfortable to. Sometimes you don't want the drama to. Sometimes you don't want the responsibility to. Tell somebody, talk to your want to. Until you want to. Till the Holy Spirit starts. See, think about the Holy Spirit. He won't drive you. He'll draw you. But you gotta want to. If you don't want to, he'll still, because you're made to be a king. He ain't gonna leave you alone, but he ain't gonna, all right. Let me go get the one over there so they can get jealous. The one they talked about, the one they said, hey, they ain't never child. The Lord had to do a number to save her. And then she sprout up. And she on her journey now. And you looking and she changing and transforming. Because you didn't want to. Tell somebody again, talk to your want to. Even if you don't have the energy, ask God, Lord, give me the energy to want to. It's all through the scripture. Joshua and Caleb. Caleb and Joshua. Caleb was, what was it? 100 and, no, he was 85. Moses was 120. He was 85, but still had the want to. They were possessed by another spirit. The spirit of God. And at that ripe old age of 85, he still had the want to. And had the wherewithal to do what he needed to do. Why? Because he had the want to. Oftentimes, you have not because you ask not. And sometimes when you ask amiss because you ask to consume it upon your lust. But if you ask from a pure heart, God says, I'll give you the desires of your heart when your heart is pure. I don't know where this came from, but tell somebody again, talk to your want to. You may not have even a feeling toward that, but you perceive that God wants you to do. Lord, I ain't got no mind for that. I don't want to. I'm too old for that. Just get rid of that testimony and start saying, okay, Lord, if that's you showing me this, get me ready for it. Don't be afraid to ask God to help you. He ain't going to throw you into the lion's den to get you ready. He knows how to get you ready. He ain't going to throw you under the bus. He's not going to send you into the hospital. Amen. That you're just disobedient. No, I'm just... You understand what I'm saying? God's not going to beat you up and break you all up. That's not how he works. He needs you to be in agreement with him. If there be first a willing mind, only God knows the times, both Pastor and I know for myself, where the body wasn't willing. You're going in and out of nations, and it's like, and on these planes. Last time I went to Africa, and I shared this with you, because of a visa mistake, it wasn't on my part, and the devil really tried to make me mad. It wasn't negligence, but an oversight on somebody else's part. I'm at the back, checking in. They say, well, do you have your visa? I said, no, I pay for the visa when I get into the nation. No, the visa laws have changed. I said, well, how have they changed? They said, well, you got to have this, that, the other. I said, oh, Lord. I mean, so I had to stay there. Long story short, that trip, I counted the hours. 52 hours in the air. I'm not talking about layover in between. Istanbul, back and forth. Malaysia to Kenya to Rwanda, back and forth. Then back to Great Britain, then back to Atlanta, then back. So there was a lot to complain about, but I didn't complain. I want to say it because there are times you ain't going to be feeling it. But you got to talk to your want to and realize this is God's work. My body's being tried. My mind is being tried. Listen, I don't know about you. I've been in nations where early on, I know in Mexico I spent a month, and in different islands I spent a long time. And there was a time, I don't know if people are familiar with culture shock, but culture shock set in and I didn't even like the people no more. I didn't want to hear their language. Don't ask me no questions. I'm going to get out of here. So I know what them barriers are like, where you start hating on people. Don't even. Please, please. See, some of y'all looking like y'all saints. I'm telling you the truth. You can get there. But see, your want to got to want to. I've been back hundreds of times back on the same mission field. First Kings, yeah, keep it real. So you understand that stuff that you face, you can get through it. You can break through it. Yes, you can. It may not be in a day. It may not be in 2 days. It may not be in a week. You persevere. You stay with it. You keep your mind stayed on Him. Lord, this thing gonna work. You got to work it. Because I ain't all that. You got to do something in me. And guess what? You stay on that track. Watch. One day you wake up and all of a sudden you got a want to. Amen. All of a sudden you got an anointing. You got an unction now. God start revealing things to you. Start showing you the way that He wants you to go and how He wants you to do it. But see, you broke through. You didn't stop where the servant stopped. Wondering how far they gotta go. What they doing? What taking them so long? You as long as the heir acts like a child, brings his building blocks to church. Like that with a little Tonka truck. The children, it's all right for the children. As long as they act like that on the job. Boss can't, his boss afraid of you. I hear them in the lunchroom. I don't know what church they go to. I just need to know so I don't go there. They scared of you too. Because you're acting like a child. Just about time to grow up. Now give me 1 Kings chapter 4. Because we looked at Basileus. That's the base. That's the starting point. That's what the Greek word for king in Revelation 1:6 is. Basileus. That's the starting point. But there's another word for king. And in 1 Kings chapter 4, verse 29. Let's start at verse 29. This is in relating to King Solomon. Verse 29. And God gave Solomon wisdom and understanding exceeding much. And largeness of heart, even as the sand that is on the seashore. And Solomon's wisdom excelled the wisdom of all the children of the east country and all the wisdom of Egypt. For he was wiser than all men, than Ethan the Ezraite, and Heman the Chalcol, and Darda the sons of Mahal, and his fame was in all nations round about. And he spoke 3,000 proverbs. Somebody remember two proverbs. Three proverbs. The book of Proverbs. 3,000 proverbs. Right? And his songs were 1,005. Praise team. 1,005. And he spoke of trees, from the cedar tree that is in Lebanon, even unto the hyssop that springeth out of the wall. He spoke also of beasts and of fowl and of creeping things and of fishes. And there came of all people to hear the wisdom of Solomon from all kings of the earth which had heard of his wisdom. Now the word king there, I want to emphasize the word king, King Solomon. The Hebrew word for king there is Malak, M-A-L-A-K. We read in Revelation 1:6, the word for king is Basileus, the base of power, the starting point. Here we have a king who is sitting on the throne. Now we've just read all how God empowered him, the wisdom that he had. Kings came to see him. He's ruling. The Hebrew word for king there is Melech, which means to ascend to the throne, the finishing point. He was reigning. All right? Solomon was reigning. So much so that kings, and when they came, they always brought gifts. You know, a couple of different commentaries talk about the Queen of Sheba when she came to see him. When the Queen of Sheba saw how things were conducted and how orderly everything was, and they ascent to the temple and his throne, it says that there was no more spirit in her. She fainted. But when she came, some commentators say that she brought a train of 1,000 camels. See, we're talking big time here. We're not talking about little cheesy cheap. Laden with spices and, you know, gold and silver and all kind of stuff to bring it to the king. So Solomon is reigning now. You know something? When you enter into this place of reigning, because you're destined to reign, when you enter in, certain things are attracted to you. Amen. Amen. Opportunities will come knocking on your door. Amen. Hello? I'm going to say it this way. The right people will search you out. Somebody will hear you or see you in a certain light and want to get to know you, that are called to advance you in your destiny. Amen. Hello? But see, as long as the heir is a child, just keep playing with the blocks. But Solomon was ruling. Melech, the finishing point. Notice how all the nations of the world came to hear Solomon. God gave him above all the other kings, all these other wise men in the east, all of them, all the kings and pharaohs of Egypt. He outdid them. Because he arrived at Melech, he was a king. In your domain, I'll prophesy to you, in your domain, if you'll allow God to do what he needs to do in you, you won't be just like everybody else. He's called you to stand out. Amen. He's called you to shine. Amen. Ain't nothing proud about that. That's your destiny.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.restlifefl.com. That's www.restlifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Hi there, this is John Nelson with FamiliesRecover.org. We offer hope and support for families being torn apart by addiction, enabling healthy decision-making that leads to a productive and meaningful lives. You can reach us at 772-285-5828.